This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago's mental health professionals and advocates are urging Mayor Lori Lightfoot to rethink her mental health care policy. They've sent an open letter to the mayor this week asking her to remove police officers from teams that respond to mental health crises. WBEZ's Esther Yoon-Gi Kang has the story.
On a drizzly morning, a group of mental health professionals and advocates have gathered in the lobby of City Hall. They're holding a giant homemade card made of neon green poster board. On the front of the card, the words treatment, not trauma, along with photos of Chicagoans killed by police during a mental health crisis. Inside the card, an open letter to Mayor Lightfoot.
There's 320 people who have signed. If you add up all of the years of clinical experience, it's over 3,500 years of clinical experience.
That's Britt Holmberg. He's a licensed clinical social worker, and he helped draft the letter to Lightfoot. It urges the mayor to change her mental health crisis intervention plan, which outlines who responds to such emergencies. The mayor wants those teams to include a clinician, a paramedic, and a Chicago Police Department officer trained in crisis intervention.
The mayor needs to commit to a non-police mental health crisis response, because we've lost too many Chicagoans already. Having a mental health crisis in our city should not be a death sentence. We're asking the mayor to end the co-responder model that involves CPD.
Holmberg says the crisis intervention training that police get is not enough to prevent officers from using deadly force. He cites the example of the Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd in 2020.
Derek Chauvin was a CIT-trained officer. And we know that the CIT model is not sufficient. Cops are trained to command and control. Oftentimes, when they show up, it escalates the situation. And that might not be their intent, but just their very presence escalates it, right? Because of all the police violence and brutality going on.
Instead, Holmberg and others are asking the mayor to start a different program that she promised. It's one where no police officers are involved. The city has said that pilot would start soon. The advocate's letter to the mayor is part of the Treatment Not Trauma campaign, which also calls for more funding for public mental health centers throughout the city. Dominican University professor Leticia Villarreal Sosa says the pandemic has done a number on Chicagoans' mental health.
If there's ever a time to really focus on access to mental health services and also non-police responses that would lead to more people potentially reaching out, it's right now.
She points to the success of mental health crisis intervention programs in other cities that do not involve police officers.
They've shown that there really hasn't been overall situations that necessarily put the responder in danger.
66-year-old Diane Adams says the city should take some of the money for cops and invest it in public mental health clinics. The Auburn Gresham native got care from one of the city-run clinics after her son's death drove her to depression and a suicide attempt in 1998.
I'm a living witness that mental health helps. I came from nowhere to where I'm at now.
She says Chicago's mental health care policy also falls short of Lightfoot's 2019 campaign promise to reopen shuttered clinics.
She ran on that saying that she was going to do it.
Instead, the city has opted to expand mental health services by building a network of private clinics. But Adams and others say those clinics have long wait lists and high turnover and often lack the cultural competency needed to treat various communities. Back in City Hall, the group delivering the letter heads toward the elevators, where they're stopped by two police officers. The officers tell the group they can't go up to the fifth floor because of COVID protocols, but that someone will come down and get the letter. A few minutes later, Lightfoot's press secretary, Cesar Rodriguez, steps out of one of the elevators.
Nice to meet you.
I'm a treatment, not trauma. How much time do you have?
I don't have a lot of time.
You don't have a lot of time.
Drop off a letter?
Rodriguez listens for about a minute and heads back for the elevator, holding the giant green card. WBEZ has reached out to the mayor's office for a response to the letter and for more details on its mental health policies. The city has yet to respond. Esther Yoon-Gi Kang, WBEZ News.